Dreamscape presents The Salt House by Lisa Duffy. Narrated by Laurence Bouvard. Tell her this and more, that the king of the seas weeps too, old helpless man. The bustling fates heap his hands with corpses, until he stands like a child with surplus of toys. Stephen Crane, The Black Riders and Other Lines, 38. Chapter 1. Cat.
The night Mom threw Dad out, we had a dinner party at our house. We lived on the first floor of a tan two-story on the bay side of town. Mom grew up there, but on the top floor where Grandma lived. Mom loved to cook and play games, and Dad loved Mom, so they entertain often. Or they used to, at least, before Maddie. Jess and I were always included. Mom said it was because she liked having her favorite people around.
Am I one of your favorites, Hope?
Dad sometimes asked, his dark eyes drilling a hole into the back of Mom's head. You got the sense he was holding his breath when he asked the question. It would get him a laugh and a hug, but over her shoulder, Dad wasn't laughing. In those moments, if Need had a face, it would have looked like Dad. I was in charge of coats at the party. I'd sulked about that all afternoon and told Mom that carrying coats to the bedroom didn't seem like an important job, since it was summer and who wore a coat in June? Mom was on her knees on the kitchen floor, looking for the crock pot, half her body missing inside the cabinet, the sound of pans bumping against one another ringing through the room. I heard her say something about June nights in Maine and how they sometimes had a chill.